sister was a girl. That's how they're called.
Since I've been, I think basically everyone's gotten to Tefillin Beis. I'm assuming everyone has seen already Chof Beis Menalach or will spend extensive time in it. I'm just going to go through the Mishnah and the Gemara relatively quickly and try to bring up some Aras. The Mishnah says on Chof Beis Menalach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in my Yedarach, which is around, we're talking about a Pasuk Biros, which is Nachum Otachazer. A Pasuk Biros is Halachah Mishnah Mesina, where if I have it's for the early, it's a, some sort of takana alchem mizinai for the Oli regalim, where basically I have Yerush Shusarabim going straight to Yerushalayim, and they have boros set up throughout the way in order to have water and for the animals, etc. And I have a bar right in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. The problem is, how am I supposed to take out water from the bar? I'm being motivated Rosh Hashanah Yachal Rosh Hashanah. So what they did was they had Pasuk Biros, which are an amma by an amma on all four corners, and that creates some sort of Rosh Hashanah Midaraisa, and I can go into this area and take out from the bar when I don't have any problems. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Hayadarach Rosh Hashanah Masakasan. However, let's say I have a Rosh Hashanah which goes right through this Pasuk Biros. You have to veer either the Rosh Hashanah, move the people to the other side, or move the Pasuk Biros to the other side. That's going to be difficult because there's a bore there. So I'm assuming that's where the water is. So move the Rosh Hashanah to the side in order that you'll be able to use this Pasuk Biros to do Rosh Hashanah. The Chachamim say that you don't have to do that. Even if you have tons of people going right through these pseudo walls, these Pasuk Biros walls, it still has a shame Rosh Hashanah. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan realizes Amri Tarvayu, Kano diach al kochen shel mechitzos. It's going in Shitas Chachamim, that we see over here the koach of a mechitza. These Pasuk Biros and Amma on each side are creating mechitzos, and joining the area to create four walls. And even though you have tons of people, Arabim, or just Arabim, going through these walls, the mechitzos are strong and they stay steady, and it still remains a Rosh Hashanah. Frakti Gemara, Kanu severely, are you telling me Kanu Diacha, Hotein Achar Belazar? We see Belazar earlier on, maybe holds already that like the Chachamim, but Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that he holds like the Chachamim? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim, El Molid Hatsusean, El Alos Balayla, Chayavan Alemish Mishusarabim. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan comes and says the only way to create a Rishus Hayachid in Yerushalayim is by making blasos, is to stop the traffic on a regular basis on Balayla, in order that it's not considered Rosh Hashanah. But if you wouldn't have those blasos, even though there's presumably, right, Tosfos is going to talk about it towards the Pesach, we'll see, but there are walls all over the place, if you have a Rabim going through it, it makes the Otz Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah. So that's not like the Chachamim. So it says the Gemara, and Achanami Ella Khan below sphere, like he's the Rabbi Yochanan is coming to Belazar is one thing, but Rabbi Yochanan, when he says this Kano Diacha, this is in Shitas Chachamim, but he happens not to hold like that, he happens to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So now just to understand, what does this mean? Asi Rabban Lat Machitzta. We have a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if I have if I have people going through these machitzos, this Pasuk Biros, the Pasuk Biros lose its shemer shasayachid. So what does that mean? Asi rabim uvad mechitza. The rabim are coming and they're being levat mechitza. So we can clarify that. I think there are two tzadim, at least two tzadim. Tzad number one is that asi rabim uvad mechitza means that I have a Rosh Hashanah rabim. This Rosh Hashanah rabim is going from one side of Eretz Yisrael all the way to Yerushalayim, and that's the rabim. Asi rabim. The rabim are coming through. Yeah, this tremendous Rosh Hashanah rabim. There's an area smack in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabin, this small, 13 and a third by 13 and a third area, which is a little more than that, but area right in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So Asi Rabin, this Rosh Hashanah Rabin, the Rabin coming through, are mevatel those mechitzos and subsume it into Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Now it's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabin. That's possibility number one. The mechitzos are basically nullified, and the whole Rishus becomes Rishus Arabim. Before it was Rishus HaYachid. Now that we have all these people coming through, it turns into Rishus Arabim. That's tzad number one. Tzad number two is that it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Rishus Arabim per se. Rather, it's Asi Rabim Vata Mechitza. If I have a contiguous amount of people going through these walls, So the wall can't stand. What's the purpose of a wall? The purpose of a wall is to be a barrier for people and things, gedeim, obviously. But it's there to differentiate between one side and the next. If it's not doing that job, if people are going right through it, then that can't be called a mechitza. So asir ram avat mechitza means that if you have a constant flow of people going through this this mechitza, then it's a shem mechitza, and therefore it loses a shem mechitza. It's not a rishas tayachid. It seems that this chakira is actually telling a machlokas rishon. The Rajba, when he goes through the sugya towards the end, he says when we paskin like we say kaimel and Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe we'll get to this later, but he says, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? So he says as follows: Umiu, hod amar Rabbi Yochanan v'kiyas arabin mevateles mechitzos. That which Rabbi Yehuda is coming and saying the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, that v'kiyas arabin is mevatel mechitzos. Hanem midli mechitzos ha'asuyis bereshus harabin. The only time that this works, asir amat mechitzah, is in Rosh Hashanah. The Yesh Beinayim Rachav Sheshes Ra'ama, and the entire Rosh Hashanah is humongous. These are the highways. This is the Kvish Achad in Eretz Yisrael. The Yesh Beinayim Rachav Sheshes Ra'ama, Ushepsacha Mechuvanim Zegmi Kenegetzeh, and you have all the other guidelines of Rosh Hashanah. Shadomele Digle Amidbar, like we see in Shabbos. The Kevan De Baki Behu Rabim. Asya Bekiyas HaRabim, now that we have this Rabim going through it, and it's a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Rabim, the Bekiyas HaRabim comes, Umabateles Koach HaMechitza, and it's Mabatel these Mechitzos of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Barehu Rosh Hashanah Rabim Kmo Shehaisa. You have this humongous Rosh Hashanah Rabim going all the way to Yerushalayim. There's this kind of gap, there's a blockade of this Pasi Biro smack in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Now that we have the Rosh Hashanah Rabim going right through and people are disregarding those mechitzos, it's subsumed into Rosh Hashanah Rabim and it's all considered Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's always like the Rashba. The Ritva, on the other hand, seems to say a different idea. Not necessarily up to the it's not a din in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, as we'll see. Yeah, so... What do we see from Rabbi Yochanan? Didlaso is dafka matzilus Yerushalayim midin Rosh Hashanah. Halav hafi ein lahem din Rosh Hashanah. Afal pishid yeshem mizrach umayrav psachim gemurim lo chashiv asdama. Why? The asir rabbi mat mechitzah. What does that mean? Pirush lo sheyevatlo mechitzah shleimos shal tzafan medaram. It's not that it's being mevatlo the tzafan medaram. Da amai ela shemepilin mechitzah shebe mizrach umayrav. Rather, it's being matlo the mechitzos in the Mizrach and the Ma'ariv, where the Psachim are. Kevan shebokim bohem tadir, derech ha-Psachim, since there are so many people going through them, uke'ilu ein sham Pesach, velo sham gefufi. It's like there's no Pesach, there's no gefufi, there's no mechitza there. V'hayu putzim v'meluam, and they're parots v'meluo to the Rosh Hashanah. V'lo yo'ilu tzuris Pesachim v'lo gefufi. And even though there might be these amos on each side, but those won't help because the mechitza is torn down. He says a little further, lo amar Yochanan ki debaki barabim tamid lahedya. This idea of baki barabim, what's the hagdara of asi rabim? It has to be that there's a constant flow. V'aderach salula sham l'rabim leishtamish la'aver sham tamid. Alba b'mbuah sham v'lashon l'shis harabim she'im b'kiyasim tadiru salula lahedya. Then we don't say afal pishet bokimba, even though once in a while they go through, that's not going to make a difference. And obviously that's what's going on by the pasviros. People are still using the bor, but since there's not that constant flow, Rabbi Yehuda would be masking that it would work. Al Kapanim, what we see from this Ritva is a totally different idea. He's really focusing on the mechitza. What's the halachic status of this mechitza? If there's a rabim, if there's a derech salula through these mechitzos, then it doesn't have any of the characteristics of a mechitza. We can't consider it a mechitza. He says a little further, Rafilu b'makom she'a derech salula. And therefore, Kolzman, that this is this is the standard passageway for all the rabbis going through, this is the Derech Salula, it doesn't even have to be Tezayin Amo, Tezayin Amo. A little later he says, Elavadai, the Hatter of Yehuda, B'sha'inu Rachel Tezayin Amo Ka'amo. Oh, She'enbo Derech, B'shishim Ribo. This is an important nekuda that the Ritva here and a little earlier also in the same piece says that the Rosh Hashanah has a Yishishan Ribo, not so Pashin the Ritva. I think there are Stiris in the test, it doesn't seem like he says that. But at least over here, there's the Hagdara of Rosh Hashanah, which is Shishan Ribo, and you don't have that in this area of Pasuk Biro. Still, since the Mechitzos are being trampled on by this Derech Slula of a Rabbim, Asi Rabbim Umevatel Mechitzos. So Nachamu. The first pshat, this Rajba seems to be saying Asi Rabbim Umevatel Mechitzos is focusing on the Rabbim, it's the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on each side of the Pasuk Biros, which is being subsumed into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore it's only going to be Nogeya by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, whereas according to the Ritva, it seems that it's a din in the Mechitzos. If there are mechitzos which are being trampled on by the Derech Selula, by a standard traffic flow of people, so then those mechitzos are disregarded, and it's not going to have a Shem Rosh Hashayachid. What will it have? It's a good question. It's not necessarily so clear. There are different mashmos in the Ritva. It's not so clear what... Okay, so now what is it? In other words, according to the Ritva, there's going to come out a big chiddush. It's very clear in the Ritva that let's say this wasn't a Rosh Hashayachid. Let's say it was a Carmelis. And there are tons of people still. It's not 600,000 people, it's 590,000 people. So it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But there's a constant flow right through these mechitzos. What's going to be the halacha? So I think it's pretty clear in the Ritva, unlike the Rashba, that we're still going to say this idea of Asir Amlat Mechitza. Because I have a mechitzo here, there's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid created. If I have a constant flow through these mechitzos, calls man that it's Derech Selula Sham, he has this line. It reminds me of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan's famous kula to explain why these days we don't have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is because in those days each city was a 2x2, so you had one big main street. Everything else was these tiny side streets. If you've been there, you would know, and that's the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Nowadays, we have tons of them. So, I mean, it's interesting that Rav Moshe is not so happy about this. A lot of people are not so happy with this Aruch HaShulchan. But he makes it sound like there is some sort of validity to such an idea. It calls him on that I have a regular passageway. It's kind of on the flip side. But that's enough to break down the walls of Rosh HaYachid. Whereas, according to the Rajba, it's a din in Rosh HaRabim. Only because each
or
side...
break the walls of the Chitza, not of Rosh HaYachid.
Right. I mean, whatever it is, those walls are going to be broken down. So I was just going back to that Nakuda. What's not so clear in the Ritva is that what... So now, what is the halachic status of the area in between these Pasuk Biros? So let's say, going back to our Mishnah, we're talking about the main highway in Eretz Yisrael going to Yerushalayim. So that's clearly Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's tons of people, more than 600,000. Now that you have 600,000 people going on this path, and there's these Pasuk Biros smack in the middle of the way. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the halachic status of that area? Is it the pshat that it's basically a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because there's no mechitzos? Or maybe, and there's a shtickle mashmos, and we're going to see later, I think there's even more mashmos in the Ritva, that maybe the pshat is that no, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because there's walls here. It's just that it's part of Lamakom Ha'asola. He hinted to such an idea that it's almost like it's part of Lamakom Ha'asola into the Rosh Hashanah because of these broken walls. In terms of other Rishonim, if we look at Tosis over here, Tosis asks a very interesting question. In Divrei Masa B'Hamar of Yochanan Yerushalayim Amal Adel Soseah, Prek Tosis Vim Tomer, Shaini Yerushalayim Dehav Rechava Sheshimei Amos Upasin Lek El Yud Yom Yishlish. What's the comparison that the Gemara is making between our Mishnah, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is talking about something which is Yerushalayim. We're talking about these humongous psachim going into Yerushalayim, way more than 16 amos. Whereas the Pasuk Biros is only 13 1/3. So it says Taisis, Yich Lomar, Ho'el V'Hayil Yerushalayim Tursa Pesach. Ah, because it's a Tursa Pesach in Yerushalayim, and therefore the Chashav Kimchitza Kedam Parakama. So what he seems to be doing is he's kind of downgrading the din of Yerushalayim, that no, without the din of Asir Rabbim Vatam Mechitza, Be'etzim, it wouldn't be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Midaraisa, because you have these Turis HaPesach. It sounds a lot more like the Rajba than the Ritva. According to the Ritva, I could have heard, and we'll see that the Ritva is actually going to say this, the Feirish on Vavamud, and he actually says it over here. according to the Ritva says as follows. Hode barchinim Yerushalayim. Oh, that which we ask a kashi. Bavarn says kasha. What's with the questioner Yerushalayim? Shu rachav tezayin hama. Betash mishar begadol. Right, how could you compare Yerushalayim to Pasiv Yeros? So says the Ritva, le Pasiv Yeros in Rechavim el Yogim l'amo shlish, l'chala yoser. Alma says the Ritva, no, ki hadadin in. It's the same idea. This fits beautifully, says the Ritva, with my Yisai. According to the Ritva, the idea of Asir Yamavata Mechitza is purely because I have a Derech Slulai, tons of people, going through these Mechitzos, and they're knocking down the Mechitzos. It has nothing to do with the Din Rosh Hashanah. It has nothing to do with the Din Karmelis. It's a Din Mechitzos. Whereas Tosos doesn't seem like he's going with that because he has to say that Yerushalayim is not a Rosh Hashanah. If Tosfos,
doesn't it sound like Tosfos just asking where are the Mechitzos in Yerushalayim?
Yeah.
Tosfos just saying, in Pasiv Yeros, we know where the Mechitzos are, right? And in Yerushalayim, it seems like there are no Mechitzos at all. So maybe that's why Yerushalayim is the problem.
It's, in terms of the question, 100%.
So the answer is Tsuras HaPasiv.
Right. So now, but what is the thing that do?
So now the question is Tsuras HaPasiv the equivalent of Pasiv Yeros with respect to Asi Rabin about the Mechitza?
Right.
So why does that have to be, does that have to be a machlokas about Asi Rabin, or could that be a machlokas about equating different types of Mechitzas?
Well, I mean, according to the Ritva, even
the
if
Ritva disagrees, right? The Ritva says that Tsuras HaPasiv.
Right, I mean, the fact that Tosis is bothered by this question and has to equate the two is not like the Ritva. The Ritva is not bothered by the question at all, even if it is some sort of higher level. It is Rosh Hashanah. I mean, that's what the Ritva was pointing out. The Ravada, the Rosh Hashanah.
Maybe there's no Mechitzas at all, aside from the, you know, if not for the Tosis and Alos.
Right.
So where are the roots?
The Ritva agrees to the fact that there's Tsuras HaPasiv.
Right.
And he writes that Blahedyan Bhavam Bhav.
Correct.
I guess I think that there's still a diok in Tosfos. The way that he's treating it is not like the Ritva. He's not bringing out this Nakuda that even though they might be different in terms of Psak Halacha regarding, like, according to the Ritva, one turns into Rosh Hashanah and one doesn't turn into Rosh Hashanah.
Well, again, take Tosfos for a second. Tosfos is just saying. The Gemara is asking from one to the other. Tosfos says, what's the basis of the question? Yerushalayim is a Rosh Hashanah without Mechitzos? Right? And the answer is, no, it has Mechitzos, it has Tsuras HaPasiv. That's all Tosfos really says, right? The Imbiyeshul Tsuras HaPasiv, right, originally thinks that depends on Rabbi Yehuda ben Chachamim, and then says, Imbiyeshul Tsuras HaPasiv, I'm sorry, and not. Imbiyeshul Tsuras HaPasiv, it's Tsuras HaPasiv, right? That's if you hold that in general, if you hold like the Chachamim that lo asir rabin batel mechitza pasiv yeros, then if you have, that's the question, then if you have Tsuras HaPasiv, it should be the same thing. Yeah. But they're both cases of Rosh Hashanah, they both happen to be gay. Meaning they're both cases where if not for the mechitza, they would be Rosh Hashanah, right? In these two cases. Just what is the mechitzas of Pasiv Yeros, right? Which means you have some solid, and then you have, you know, nothing basically, right? And the other is you have, you know, no solid, but I'll be dim in Tsuras HaPasiv throughout. But they're both cases of where there's, it's not like
you're saying
the mechitzas of Karmelis, right?
You're saying the mechitzas are on the outside, that there's
on the outside and.
But
on the inside, if you think that the mechitzos are going to work, but right.
Well, I mean, but that might be.
There's Rosh Hashanah on the outside.
Yeah.
In both cases, and there is also Rosh Hashanah on the inside. If you discount the walls, and
but
the question is, are we discounting the walls?
So it could be. I mean, we'll have to see. But it could be that the Ritva doesn't even hold that's true. That it turns into Rosh Hashanah.
I thought the Hiddush of the Ritva against the Rajba was that the Rajba says you have to have a Rosh Hashanah or Mechitzas of a Rosh Hashanah. I think that's also for two ways to say it, but whatever. you have to have the conditions of Rishus Rabbi for Asi Rabbi and Bat Mechitza to work.
Right, in order to create.
And if you have a Mechitza which is not bound, bordering, or creating, or negating a Rishus Rabbi, then Asi Rabbi and Bat Mechitza is not going to do anything. Right. So therefore, you need Tazayin in the middle, you need Shishim Ribo if you need that, you need Mechulashim, you need Mechumani, all the things that constitute a Rishus inside. Also has to be Rishus HaRabim for Asi Rabim Mevatle Mechitzta, right, to negate that if it works. Whereas the Ritva is saying that even if inside is not Rishus HaRabim, or even about, even if we're not dealing with Rishus HaRabim, reality, anytime Asi Rabim, anytime you have Bekiyas HaRabim, that negates a Mechitzta for whatever reason.
Right, okay.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying after that is, And what is Tosfos adding to this whole discussion? Just that, you know, even though the Gemara is quoting this argument by a certain kind of mechitza, namely pasi biros, what would happen if the mechitza was source of Pesach and not pasi biros?
Right.
Tosfos is saying, and others are going to disagree. Who are they?
Right. Okay.
Right. That's the background. So now, how are you saying that?
So I guess I would have expected more from Tosfos in terms of the comparison that the Gemara is making, in that Pasib Yeros is according to the Ritva, Pasib Yeros and Yerushalayim are definitely very different in terms of their ability to become a Rosh Hashanah B'fnei Atzma.
Okay.
Yet, they're exactly the same in terms of applying the rule of Asir Rav Mevat Mechitzta.
And that's because...
And that's because the idea of Asir Rav Mevat Mechitzta has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry.
Because Baki Rav destroys every Mechitzta.
Yeah.
No matter what it's being bought.
Right. It's not totally on the din of Rosh Hashanah, it seems. Okay. And therefore he might say it in other cases as well, even if it's not a Rosh Hashanah.
I'm sorry, I didn't see the Tosis as
such. Yeah, I hear.
I don't see the in Tosis one that it takes the position one way.
Right, okay.
I made your own. I just thought the point of Tosis is more that you can,
that there's a requirement of Asi Rabim.
That Asi Rabim is not going to just work in a case like the Pasi Biros. It's also going to work in a case like Tzorzah Pesach. And then you could ask, which other Rishonim do, which probably you're going to get to, which is then what about other types of Mechitzos?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Lachi alone,
right.
If you hold that way. What about that?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. But that could be a question separate from whether or not, if you didn't have the Mechitzos, we'd be dealing with a Karmelist. Or would we be dealing with a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi?
Right. Okay.
Which would, I mean, that's the explicit argument between Rajva and Ritva.
Right. So in terms of that specific nafkamina that we mentioned, first let's mention a different nafkamina. If this is true, that Shitas HaRitva is that Asi Rabbi Vata Mechitza is a din in Mechitzos, so one can wonder, I don't have any rise to this, I don't know what the halacha would be, but one can wonder, what's the halacha if I have a Tursa Pesach in Kilayim? I have a Tursa Pesach distinguishing two different types of Tzuraim, and I have and the Tursa Pesach is a little longer than it could have been. What's going to be the halacha if you have a Rabban going through that Tursa Pesach? Is that going to destroy this Tursa Pesach? Is it now not going to be considered a barrier between the two plants in order that and therefore not going to work for Kilayim? According to the Rajva, definitely not. Yes.
This is just something I haven't been understanding. That if we have a Pesach, so presumably a Pesach is meant to allow people to go through. So why is it that traveling through being? I understand. Or possibly that's also supposed to be some sort of a wall. I don't know, but like if I have, especially with the source of Pesach, that if a Pesach is supposed to allow people to go through, so then why should people going through negate its Pesachness?
So the Ritva himself deals with that issue, and that's what I read. The Ritva differentiates between using a Pesach to be able to go into, obviously people are going into the Pasuk Yeros in order to get water. There's a difference between going in to get water and using it as a passageway. And he writes that on top base.
Getting back to your Kilayim point,
yeah.
So that partially should depend on, again, something I spoke a little bit last week, but what the relationship is between the Mechitza and Kilayim and the Mechitza. But even if you say that the Ritva's view, which I think is correct, is that Asi Rabin Bat from the Kitzas a Dinah Bechitzas and not a Dinah Meshus Rabin, it still could be that that there are different kinds of Mechitzas. Like you said, the whole point was that there's a Mechitza to keep people out. Trayim is not necessarily a Mechitza to keep people out.
But at least there's a Cholas, according to the Ritva, where
you can talk about this.
Exactly. Right.
Similarly, Sukkah, on
another. Right. 100%. Fine. But going back to the original Achamina, we said that basically, according to the Ritva, which is the crux of their machlokas, according to the Rashba, has nothing to do with mechitzos, and according to the Ritva, it's a dinner mechitzos, and therefore, if I have something like a Carmelis, if it's not a Rishus HaRabin, it's less than 600,000 people, we might still say, it seems like according to the Ritva, it says basically explicitly, that we still say the idea of Asir al-Bat al-Mechitza, and it'll lose its Shem Rishus HaYachid. An example of that is Ancha Bezim Abez. The Gemara has a Shaila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Koy Minei, Rechava Mei Rabba. Kela Mislake, Tassara, Mitoch Arba, V'Rabin Boko Bo, Chayavan Lo Mishur Shus Rabba Mo, Ein Chayavan Lo. I'll leave it, fine. And the Gemara says that it's Alibit Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, if I have a Kela Mislake, our Mishnah is talking about, it's a Mechitza, it's a very strong Mechitza, Halacha Lo Mishur Mesinai, but it's not a real wall. What happens if I have a Kela Mislake, that you have a Rabin going up on a regular basis? Is that, are we also going to say Asi Rabin Batim Chist over there as well? So the Gemara has a whole Shach Vitaria, and the last Raya is from Shvili Beis Gilgal, Ochiyotzebuhen, Rishus Ayach LeShavitz, or Rishus Aram LeTumah. So the Gemara goes through, who's this going like? And the Gemara wants to claim that this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and we see that Shvili Beis Gilgal is definitely an incredible incline, more than Tel Mislaki, and yet, we call it Rishus Ayach. So clearly, we're not going to say Asi Rabin Batim Chitzta. Answers the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. Amar Leh Shvili Bis Gilgal Ka'amrit Yoshua Oiv Yisrael Haya Amar V'tikam Lohen Drachem Usratya Kol Hecha D'Nicha L'Tashmishtei Masra L'Rabin Kol Hecha D'Lo Nicha Tashmishtei Masra L'Yachid. Answers the Gemara that it's not a Raya to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda by Telem Eslake, because this is a special instance over here at Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Yoshua was Mosel Rabim only places which are Nicha Tashmishtei, and something like that's a Telem Eslake, it's no Nicha Tashmishtei. It wasn't given over to the Rabim, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim Midaraisa. But this line is really not so pasha. This last line, the chilik between Kol Hecha de Nicha Tashmishtei, Mosra Le Rabim, it's considered, it was given over to the Rabim to be Rishus HaRabim. The Lush and the Girsa that we have is Kol Hecha de Lo Nicha Tashmishtei, Mosra Le Yachid. It's given to a Yachid. And Tosis and different Masla Ezehu seems to say and seems to understand that it's considered Rishus HaYachid. Why? Because it's a Telem Eslake. It's going up, and you have this plateau, and it's basically a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid. However, if you look in the Ritva has a different gears in the Gemara. It doesn't say that Kol Hecha D'Nicha Tashmishti Masra L'Rab Kol Hecha D'Nicha Tashmishti Masra L'Yachid. Rather, he says, in the Zeri Maskol, Kol Hecha D'Lo Nicha Tashmishtei Lo Masra L'Rabim. So a very clear idea in Shitas HaRitva that over here we're not talking about Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara already said that it's Lo Masra L'Rabim. According to the Rashba, once it's Lo Masra L'Rabim, it's Nishkan Rishus HaRabim. So what is it? Well, let's evaluate. Is there a wall? Yes, there's a wall. Is there a wall on all four sides? Yeah, there's a wall on all four sides. Fine, so it's Rishus HaYachid. As I like the Gemara, our Girsa, the Lo Nicha Tashmishtei Masra L'Yachid. However, according to the Ritva, he couldn't have said that. Because according to the Ritva, Asi Rabin Batim Chitzta is not limited to the din of Rabim, or Rishus HaRabim. It could be true even by a Carmelis as well. So therefore, when the Gemara says, Lo Nicha Tashmishtei is so what is that? Now that it's Lo Nicha Tashmishtei, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, what is it? That's why the Ritva has a Girsa of Lo Masra L'Rabim. Rather, what is it? Maybe it's going to be a Carmelis, because you have plenty of people going through it. It can't be called Rishus HaYachid because of the Asi Rabin Batim Chitzta, but never will he say that it's going to be Rishus HaYachid. Thank you.
Why can't it end up being Rishus HaYachid? Doesn't it end up being Rishus HaYachid once in that Moser?
Yeah.
Why can't it be Rishus HaYachid?
Because, I mean, the Bryce is clearly saying that there are plenty of people walking through. You have a Derek Slula.
Right.
So, Kol Zman, you have a Derek Slula, then we apply the rule of Asir Amalat and Chitzta, according to our view of that.
So,
that's what that's also another telemachic belongs on the list, because also there's the discussion of Rishon in general, whether it's a typical Rishon Sayyak.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is, you know, which
the
is
Rambam. The
Rambam, the Mitzori.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting for this question, in other words, the possibility of distinguishing, you know, that Asur Rambam Bach and the Chitzah only applies to certain types of pizzas, you know, Talmud Sakit. Or if you assume that it was a different kind of a pizza, that would be very important.
It's interesting, but wow, like the Gemara is only asking like Talmud Sakit.
Yeah.
And all the examples are.
Right.
It's, from what I recall, it's been a while since I went to the entire Gemara, but I thought one of the rites didn't, sounded like it was even by walls that they were going over.
Right. So that's part of that.
Okay. Another nafkamina between the Rashba and the Ritva might be seen in Taisus. Taisus on Samuel Bezim of Bez, a seemingly innocuous Taisus, made a big dent in the Chof of Erev.
What? It's the interface with Sanhedrin.
why?
That's a
sugya,
though.
Yeah. Next cover, I'll give that. Next cover.
Not according to you, no. Sorry, we're on Jason's rules this year.
So Tosa says, seemingly irrelevant for the rest of the sugya, but Omari, it's a halacha in terms of real hilchas erev chatzeros, but Omer Reed, the osin Yisraelim adarim yachidim bekrachim hamukafim choma. You have yachidim, you have yachidim Yisrael in a city, living by themselves in a krachim hamukafim choma. She yesh lan mechitzos gemuris, there are full fledged mechitzos all over the place. V'dal soseim neulos v'layla. And another prerequisite to this halacha is that dal soseim neulos v'layla. In such an instance, shari l'talto v'kula v'shabos came in the leker Yisrael acher. As long as there's only one person, there's no Yisrael acher who's going to answer them, and that's really in regards to this gemara that dafka two Yisrael and the Graham are going to answer from that one, and therefore, if you have all these prerequisites, it will be perfectly permissible to carry throughout the whole city without making an error. Fairly simple, but if we turn to the Mordechai, he actually brings a machlokas about this. He brings the Rik, Upasi, this halacha that if you have all these guidelines, then it's going to be permissible to carry there. Umir says the Mordechai, Umashakasav Ri, but also Sam Neulos Balaila, Li Nira, Lerabenu Meir, Zak the Maram, Dafilo Ena Neulos, Nami. Even if it's not Neulos Balaila, it's still not going to be a problem. Why? Even according to the manda that you need to have neulos balayla perikam avavam beis hani mili berushas harabim atzmo. That's only by a legitimate rishus harabim. Over mivuos hamalash rishus harabim, or like mivuos hamalash rishus harabim, like the gemara says over there. Abaladi don the less rishus harabim. However, bismanazeh, we don't have a din rishus harabim. Imkain lo bo neila. We don't need neilas delas balayla. Dafilo bisratia mikan ubikam mikan. Amrina and La'el, Divri Akol Osa Tzuris HaPesach Mikan, all you need is a Tzuris HaPesach, V'lechi Okor Mikan. V'loboy Ne'ilas Delas, V'im Kein, Havalei Akrach, Kamo Chatzar Shal Rabin, U'pshita the Chatzar Shal Rabin, Yisrael Echa Darsham, Ein Tzarek Lisfar, V'lo Polak Ben Chatzar Katana L'gadol, there's no difference between Chatzar Katana, you have this humongous city, there's only one Yisrael there, calls man that you have a Tzuris HaPesach on each opening, that's good enough, because it's not a Rishus HaRabin. So what's this machlokas telling you? I think that in at first glance, I probably would have said that this machlokas, the Ri and the Maram, might be telling you in Shishim Ribo. The Ri says that we have to be choshes for all the halachos of Rishus HaRabim. You know, he's basically quoting every single one and saying you need less than a little, like we see on Bavli Mbeis. And Maram is saying that no, Lidi Don, less than Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the Gemara and Bava Mbeis has nothing to do with the picture. However, in the Dark Emotion, Shin Samachay, when he quotes this machlokas, he understands it otherwise. He says that the machlokas is not totally in a halachic shiloh. What are the guidelines of Rishus HaRabim? He says that Avada the Ri also agrees that this is not Ein Lan Rishus HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. So what's the machlokas between the Ri and the Maram? So I would like to suggest that maybe this machlokas Ri Maram is also going to be talui in our shaila. We're talking about an area which is not a Rishus HaRabim. Imkain, what would the Rashba say over here? The Rashba would say that you have an area which is not a Rishus Rabin. There are plenty of people going to and fro. However, Asi Rabin Mevatam Chitzta is translated to mean Asi Rishus Rabin and will be Mevatam Chitzta. But if you don't have a Din Rishus Rabin over here, then we would never say Asi Rabin Mevatam Chitzta and Tzuris HaPesach will suffice. However, according to the Ritva might say, like this Re brought in Taisis on Samuk Beis, that no, calls man that Asi Rabin Mevatam Chitzta, there's a Derech Salula right through this city, even if it's not a Rishus Rabin, we're still able to say Asi Rabin Mevatam Chitzta. And if you don't have blessings and wills Belila, you're lacking a gider. Yes.
The Ritva there made it clear that she should be go also, right? So it's not the Ritva itself. It's the she deserved the hour if you didn't teach people.
Yeah, I mean that was just an example. The Ritva.
The view that also helps to answer the scared Ritva.
What do you mean?
I'm saying because maybe exactly.
Oh, you're saying the din of the Ritva.
No,
I mean it's just around it. That's separate from what constitutes.
I'm not asking that was the theory raised before. I mean, at the beginning of the Chabur, he said, I said, oh, right, the spirit of Ritva is from the Torah. Maybe that's what you just said, the answer is the spirit.
Why?
The Ritva only mentions Shishabibu as a Hamdara of the Kiyas Rabban. But in terms of the Rishos, once you get in it, because the Ritva needed to create the Rishos inside, so maybe he mentioned Shishabibu in terms of the Kiyas, but not in terms of the Rishos. Later on, in the Tessit describing the Tsunami of the Rishos, there he mentions, he doesn't mention Shishabibu because it's never been a Tsunami for him.
It's only
Shishamibo for the kid.
Right, it doesn't seem like that. It seems like he's...
Based on what Ariel's saying, he also explained this Mordechai read that even if you would hold, take my care, but even if you hold that you don't need Shishamibo for Shisaradin, you could need Shishamibo for the kid as the kid, so you could know, even if you hold that
it
doesn't mean
there's one
Rishus Rabban in
the
Indian
case.
It doesn't mean that it's not Rishus Rabban.
Even
the
Mordechai might be
agreeing
with it, but they're just.
When you're saying the Rashba, that you need a Din Rishus Rabban, you figure out which multiple tonight that makes up Rishus Rabban.
Right.
Not all those things can be telling, necessarily telling Rishus Rabban in the case. A Rabban. Maybe some would say the Ikar is a straight Shvil, even though it might be Chishvil, but you could say the opposite. That what the Ikar is something down.
I mean,
next time the Rashba says that way.
Right. You're saying that maybe they might have their own way of saying it, which would have a fillet between.
Even if something wouldn't be a Rishus Rabin, even without 6,000, it'd still be enough of a Rishus Rabin to create the Kiyas Rabin because the Kiyas Rabin is not necessarily telling 6,000, it's probably on the stretch field of whatever it would be, but not enough.
So you're making up. You're saying that maybe there's a different sheet there.
Right, it doesn't work. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm making a plea. I don't know if it's doesn't seem like it's mochrach, but I think it would fit very nicely.
But just to make it clear, you're not really discussing what constitutes a kiyas rabin.
Right.
That's a totally separate question.
Exactly. They're trying to come up with
that. That's what you guys are talking about. He's really talking about something else. He's talking about whether or not the kiyas rabin is in a place. Or creates an extended Rishus HaRabin, whatever that is. So if you really want to say, unless I'm misunderstanding, is that the Mordechai doesn't really care whether it's a Rishus HaRabin. That the issue in the Mordechai and the
right.
Is whether you care that it's a Rishus HaRabin
exactly.
Or not.
Exactly.
The Kiyas Rabin just is the Vat of the Mechitzas, even if it isn't a Rishus HaRabin, or no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're not taking any stand on what...
Right.
What does Bikiyas Rab mean? Like how many people?
Right. I mean, that's
how big appearance.
Exactly.
Those are all the issues. But
right.
They may
but,
be connected, but that's something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another Shaila, which might have to do with this machlokas between the Rashba and the Ritva, is until now we've been saying it that according to the Ritva, the issue of Asir al Mechitza is purely telling on the Mechitza. How do we look at this Mechitza? If the Derek Sula going to this Mechitza, then the Mechitza is destroyed. Whereas according to the Rashba, it's much more telling in Rishuyos. You have a Rishus HaRabim outside, and they're going through this area. It's almost like the area inside the Pasuk Yoros is Batul Mevutul to the Rishus HaRabim. It's like a Rishuyos the Gedin, that it becomes subsumed into the Rishus HaRabim. It's fascinating. The Ritva doesn't ask this Kasha, but the Rashba does ask this Kasha. And I think it's very much Lashitaso. He asks on towards the beginning of Chav Beis Mem Beis, the very masvel, Milos, Milos and Mordos, he says, Elisha, I die in Sarakli Iyon. The Masha'enu Doma Ledigli Midbar. Heich Bekiyas Arab Meshavi Lika Digli Midbar. Imkin. Afke Sharm Hamfulashim. Sha'amru. Sha'enu Rishis Arabim. Let's say you have a Gesher. And the Gesher has a. It's Makura. There's a top to the Gesher. Even though it's Enu Rishis Arabim. Lefi Sha'enu Doma Ledigli Midbar. Mepne Sha'en Makurim. Frek the Rajba Yehu Nidonim. Mishum Rishis Arabim. Holub Bakabu Arabim. Mechora, what should come out is that something like Makura also should fit under this din of Asi Rabim Vata Mechitz. I have a Rishis Rabim over here. I have a Rishis Rabim over here. There's this small area of a Gesher which we're going through and is Makura. But since the vast majority of this road is Rishis Rabim, claims the Rajba that maybe this shouldn't be limited to a din of Mechitzos. It should be true anywhere that this is. This could be bottle and mevotel to the rest of the Rishis Rabim. Whereas according to the Ritva, that question just is a moot issue. It has nothing to do with the sugya. The sugya is a din in mechitzos. Are these mechitzos destroyed by the rabbin? Rishis Rabim, less than Rishis Rabim.
Right. I think, but just to emphasize more, but this Rajba, it's also an opposite. In other words, till now the Rajba was limiting. This is a parallel opposite. In other words, till now Rajba was saying that the Kiyas Rabim is not going to undermine something that is not itself versus a Rabim, right? The inside.
Okay.
And now he's saying that if the result of the Kiyas Rabim is to connect something to Rishis Rabim, that's the first one's a Kula, this is a Kula.
Right.
You could have said one without saying the other, so it's an interesting.
Right. But it's clearly
it's connected
a Rajba,
to
seeing
the Kiyas Rabim.
Yeah, that's far like that fits
Rishas.
Only with the Rajba. Right.
According to the Ritva, what's the difference between the way that a root functions and the way that a Mechitza functions to interrupt the Rishas Rabim?
That's a good question.
And whatever the difference is for the Ritva, so why does the Rajba, why is it like somehow the Rajba is Shittah so that it doesn't acknowledge that difference?
Well, I mean, according to the Ritva, it seems that, let's say, they're both Tully and Digli Midbar, right? But that being said, if I have a wall right in the middle of my Rishis Rabim, then obviously it's not Domo Digli Midbar because it's not Mefulash, it's not Mechuvan Yisrael Zer, it's not Mechuvan Mishal Yishar. But the Ritva is claiming that Shkayach is not Mechuvan Mishal Yishar, but if no one's considering these walls as something formidable that's stopping me, then yes, it is Mechuvan Mishal Yishar. Whereas something like Makura, it's not Domo Rishis Rabim, but the people going through it is not going to be a Milo Mori to calling it Rishis Rabim or not, necessarily. No?
Unless the roof is going to somehow interrupt in a way that's similar to the way that the wall interrupts.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could be, but I'm just speculating that it's not doing that.
It's not as much of a barrier to traffic.
Right.
The wall.
Well, yeah. I would say this a little differently, but it goes back to what we were saying before, and that is, maybe it also depends how different mechitzas work, what their ambition is. The more you see a mechitza as being a physical barrier, the more it's vulnerable to asirat vata mechitza and being negated.
Yeah.
The more you see something as, if alpidin, something is considered to be mudal or mukaf, whatever, but not because, we project that it's like a physical barrier, so then you might say it's not subject to it. Impact of Asi Rabim, again, there's a lot of rise in the show about that. And so I thought Ritva would begin by thinking about it, of course.
That's where I'm going to get to. Going back to the point that we mentioned in Shitas HaRitva, that which we say Asi Rabim Mechitza, what is happening to this Makom of Pasavi Rose? Is it also turning into Rishis Rabim Al Yedei the traffic of the rabbin, or is it more like a it's parcel of makom ha'atzala? There's a shtickle mashmos in this like ladder, but I think it's even more clear in regards to machlokas on vavim beis, getting to more familiar territory. The Gemara on vavim beis has a whole shock of atarya in terms of. I have a mavoi that's mefulash, and the Gemara wants this is dining on how much I need in order to quarter off, in order to warden off a mavoi mefulash. And Tosfos asks a question. He says, "Mashma, v'chitema, the very mashma v'chitema, v'kafu l'harva, Mashma de masu de achilu bet lasos lomi arba. The imkain. Hayir b'rishus harabim gemura arocha tezayin amos. Presumably over here we're dealing with a rishus harabim, which basically the Gemara is implicitly saying, and a rishus harabim has to be tezayin amos. The problem is, fractatosus, v'kosh ed l'kamam apirkin, we see that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shear for a lechi and a korah is not 10 amos, but it's not more than 13 and a third, and 13 and a third is plenty less than 16 amos. So how is it possible to call something Rosh Hasharabim if it's less than 16 amos? The whole idea of this Gemara is saying that it's Rosh Hasharabim, and the lechi according to Rabbi Yehuda is going to be working, or korah. Yet, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says later on, in Daf Yud, that in order to have a lechi korah, you have to have something that's up to 13 and a third amos. So first Tosfos answers his first tariff, and second he gives a tariff like this. He says the Odi Shlomo, tremendous finish. The Meikara Nami, Yada Shapred Lo Hit Rabbi Yehuda Ella Ad Yudgim Lamavushes. Really, we knew that there's no way that this Mavoi is going to be any more than 13 and a third, because that's the only way to have a Lechi Korah. And we call Makom Ad Rosh Hasharab Gemura. Said Taisus, still it's going to be Rosh Hasharab Gemura. I mean, this is monumental. This Taisus. How is it possible? How could it be that it's shy to have a Rosh Hasharabim, which is not 16 amos wide? Kigon, Rosh Hasharabim achas, mishnei, tzidei amavoi, rocha tezayin amos. You have this tremendously long Rosh Hasharabim going through the whole city, which is, of course, 16 amos wide. Ve'orech Rosh Hasharabim, mahalchem derech amavoi, and you have the length of Rosh Hasharabim butting up to the mavoi. The hashta afilu b'mavoi, the loha b'rocha tezayin amos, Havi Rosh Hasharabim Gemura, it's considered Rosh Hasharabim Gemura. In that, what do you have? You have basically Rosh Hasharabim going all the way along this city, right? Smack right through the city. Halfway through the Rosh Hasharabim, you have an area which is less than 16 amos. This area, less than 16 amos, although it doesn't fit under the general guidelines of Rosh Hasharabim, it will become subsumed into the rest of the Rosh Hasharabim, turning it into, says the Isis, a Rosh Hasharabim Gemura. Sounds like a massive fetish. But the truth is that, like, basically every other Rishon says it. The Rush says it, the Rashba says it.
They say the Rashi disagrees.
They say the Rashi disagrees.
Like the Ritva Tar says.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks the Rashi disagrees.
Right. But, yeah. This is second, I mean, it's interesting, it's just a second Teretz. He's coming with this massive Kiddush that you could turn something into Rosh Hasharabim. And this, honestly, this idea sounds very much like our Sugya of Asriel and Lava Mechitzah, where we're basically saying the same idea. That you have a Pasi Biros in the middle of Rosh Hasharabim, which is only 13 and a third amos wide, and since we have so many people going through it, it's subsumed into the Rosh Hasharabim and turning into Rosh Hasharabim, like the Rashba said. However, if we look at the Ritva over here, a bit of a different lashon. The Ritva says, and the Vavman Aleph, that's where it is, the Rashba and the Ritva are in Vavman Aleph. So he says, the Kach Pirush Ri, he quotes the Ri, which is the same person that the Rashba quotes, and I'm claiming that they say differently, but that's for the academics to deal with. The Kach Pirush Rizal, the Hashda Lo Rosh Hasharabim Gemura Havashamina Lo La Braisa. We're not talking about a regular standard Rosh Hasharabim like we find in Shabbos. Ela B'Mavim Mefulash She'ena Rachav Ela Eser. It's only Eser. Different Rishonim say different things. Eser 13 and a third. Ela De'Baki Be'Rabim. However, it's Baki Be'Rabim Mikol Tzad L'Shtei Arabim Gemuros. Uder Rabbi Yehuda Nami Lomari Klal Berachav Yovav Amma, and Rabbi Yehuda is not even talking about something which is Yovav Amma. Beim Toma in pain, my ikka bein my desvira lon hashka b'hai brisa l'maydo kminon b'samu b'vosim v'lashus Hasharabim. What's the difference between the Havamina, which we're saying is a shame Rosh Hasharabim, even though it's less than 16 amos, and the Maskana, where you have to have more than just a lechi and a tzurta pesa? So what over there we're saying that it's not a Rosh Hasharabim. Over here we're saying that it is a Rosh Hasharabim. What's the pshat? Says the Ritva Yishlomar, the Hashla Salkadaita, Kihaya Amu, in the Havamina, referring to a case, Kihaya Amavoi, Bein Shtei Roshuyas Harabim, Kazet. And he gives the exact same diagram. If you don't have a Ritva inside, you have to trust me on this one. He shows the exact same diagram as the first case in Tosfos, that you have Rosh Hasharabim going down, as I showed, and a smaller part in the middle, which is less than 16 amos. The Kihai Gavna, Baku Bei Rabim Yosel Lahedya, and says the Ritva, Uki Rosh Hasharabim Gemura Hi Le'in Zeh. And it's like a Rosh Hasharabim Gemura Le'in Zeh. Oh, I know that in like Shas, we have a Shaila of how we deal with like Ki'ilus and Ke. Marshak is Marik on this in the beginning of Ebenezer. Is this literal? Is he saying something important over here by saying Ukir Rosh Hashanah Gemur Leniza? Or is he just saying, okay, it's like Rosh Hashanah. Regularly you need, you know, 16 Amos, so he doesn't want to say that it's Mamash Rosh Hashanah. Tosis goes down on a limb. He says a couple times Rosh Hashanah Gemur. But here he says Ukir Rosh Hashanah Gemur Leniza. Or is he saying something different than Tosos and arguing with Tosos and saying that really it might not be Rosh Hashanah. So let's go a little weiter. Why is this true? She'eno elikur shesarabim shemeskaserim se'iso. It's like a shesarabim which gets a little thin in the middle. With maskana ukim the shuke gonze, and the maskana is where it's mavim mavusam v'lishes shesarabim, not vertically, rather horizontally. Okay. The kevin shechel is asik acharkach a mishdam shem shem lahedya. People are not going consistently through it. V'lo baki v'kulei ha. Umiyu adayim kashal appears there. However, the ritva adds another kashal. He's bothered still. What's he bothered by? My prachin of Yerushalayim. What's the kasha from Yerushalayim? Shehi Rosh Hashanah Gemura. The Dilma Rosh Hashanah Gemura Modinan the Lo Sagile Afilu B'Dlasos. Maybe by Rosh Hashanah Gemura, Dlasos are going to be we don't even need the Lo Sagile Afilu B'Dlasos. It's not going to help because we have Rosh Hashanah Gemura. It's 16 Amos. This is only 13 and a third. Since the svar over here is asir ram vatam chitzta, ein lachalek bein amo pachos. They change the gear, so bein hazayin amo pachos mikima de baki be rabim. Calls man that you have baki be rabim. We're not going to be machalek between the two cases, and this is presumably how he understands the shaka vitaria by chabezim and alf as well. That even though we're bringing in like I was saying before, that even though we're bringing in Yerushalayim. Calls man that we're using this general rule of Atzir Ram Atam Bechitka. In one case, it's a legitimate Rosh Hashanah with 16 Amos. In the other case, it's less than 16 Amos. It's pretty clear in the Ritva that they're different, but since they fall under the common denominator of the Din Atzir Ram Atam Bechitka, regardless if it's a Rosh Hashanah or not, we're able to compare and contrast the two Din. If the Ritva is not clear enough, to say this aside, it seems that the Ritva is actually quoting Rabbeinu Peretz. And in Rabbeinu Peretz, it's mamish mevur that this is Shitas HaRitva. The Shitas HaRitva that this area in between is not a Rosh Hashanah B'chlal. It's mimavatel l'mechitzot. It's creating basically a makom which is part of L'Rabim. But in no way is he saying that this is an actual Rosh Hashanah. It's Kir Rosh Hashanah L'Inza. In the Rabbeinu Peretz, Sivri Maskal Hachi Ka'amar, he says, he asked the Kasha, he says, V'yish Lomar, Devadai gamet chila, Vadeha yodea shapir, Demairi de'enim ela eser levad, Kidvirashti. Ela, habesolka daita, Vehiluch shal rabim, what's the habamina? Vehiluch shal rabim haya la'orech ha'mabui, the arka shal rishus harabim kenega arka shal mabui, umishum hachi, solka daita, the habe rishus harabim, the asi rabim shebokin ba'orech mabui, umevatli mechitza. Zakhtar Rabbeinu Peretz, B'Shem Luri, that the Rabbim are being mevatel this mechitza and turning it into a Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so far we didn't see anything yet. However, afterwards he finishes Shitas Ari and he says, "Ah, however, Benir le Marenu Rabbeinu Peretz, the Hachi Habapare." In Rabbeinu Peretz, he mamish says, he goes to the Ri, and then in Rabbeinu Peretz, he goes through the exact same Shaka Vitaria as the Ritva, with all the kashas of the Yerushalayim, etc. But over here, he says, Unehi the Rosh Hashanah Eino Yacholios. We're talking about something which is less than 16 Amos. There's no such thing as a Rosh Hashanah which is less than 16 Amos. The halacha of Yerbeivama, Mikol Makom Mevatel Mechitzos. Still, there's a halacha which is Mevatel Mechitzos, the Lohav Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But also metal to besocho, and it's not a Rosh Hashanah yachid, and it's also metal to besocho. What is it? It's like we were saying. It's basically a makom apart, so it's just a rabim, and it can't be mukdar al yedei tursa pesach. And the imtomer minol hachi, and then he goes through the same shagol tari. So it seems pretty clear that this is the makor to the ritva, and again we see l'shitaso the same idea. One last ta'ara. That brings us to the din of the Pasi Biro. Yeah.
So I'm just something that's not clear to me. Where are the mechitzos here?
The mechitzos are basically the area which is less than 16 amos, right? So I have gifufi coming, breaking into the 16 amos into this smaller area. So that's what he's considering the mechitzos, the area which is less than 16 amos.
You're saying that the heads of the mechitzos are the mechitzos, or the walls of the narrow area.
Well, I mean, we're going to interview with over here that there's a lefi here, right? So we're talking about an area which is mugdar, but it's not mugdar enough because of the rabbin going through. Fine. Back. Yeah.
So just the narrow area though shouldn't be as susceptible as sort of Pesach or in terms of Asara. In terms of its narrowness, to be transcended by also rabbin to rabbin and chitzta. Reason that it works is because the mechitza can't fulfill its function. Over here, like narrow areas should be just like just rabbin mikuras, which you said is more likely to be rash.
No, I mean the din that we're comparing with Tassir Ramat and Kista is because we're talking about something which was mesukan. It just wasn't mesukan with something which is blocking the rabbin.
It's too narrow.
It's too narrow to be a rishis rabbin. The question is, now that it's not a rishis rabbin, could we turn it into a rishis hayachid? To that, the Ritzvah is saying that you can't turn it into a rishis hayachid. What is it? It's not a rishis rabbin because it's not 16 amos. Right? So there's two steps. There's the fact that if you have a rishis rabbin, you obviously can't be magdir rishis rabbin. Then you have an area which has theoretical potential to turn it into rishis hayachid, and comes this point in the Gemara to be saying that's going to be impossible. Called mani say asur. Well, the Rashba would say the Gemara a little differently. He would say that this area is being subsumed by the Rosh Hashanah, and it's turning into Rosh Hashanah.
There is a debate in general whether Asir Rabin and Chitzta will work in a Pirtza less than 10, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't want to get into that. It's with the Rashba versus HaKodesh.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's saying that it gets into the Stira
and
the Shulchan Aruch.
But again, they have to do also by how wide.
I mean, unfortunately, I've meant they're coming outside. So I'm not going to be able to get to that.
Oh. That's
flexible. Well, maybe I'll take a 15-minute break. I'll gather my thoughts. And then I'll take
No, you don't have to talk about either. But yeah. So that's relevant a little bit. He's asking, I think that's part of what you're asking, right? You seem to be bothered by the Kiyas Rabin too narrow thing, because you're suggesting that since it's so narrow, it's not really a Pirtza, so it should be treated differently. That happens to be a Machlokas.
It's very hard, because are the Rishonim Dafkas and Tosas and the Rush say 13 and a third? Right. Are they saying a Dafka when the Rashba says 10? How do you deal with those two?
Right.
So,
and could it be less than 10?
Yeah.
Definitely some Machlokas will think that.
Yeah. Fine, so the last point, I just want to continue in this Gemara over here, Bezim Aleph. The Gemara asks the Stira, we had a Machlokas, Rav Yehuda Chacham, Rav Yehuda says, Asir Rabin Lata Mechitza, and Chacham say, Lo Asir Rabin Lata Mechitza, Berami the Rav Yehuda, Berami the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. We have a Stira between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. Titania, Yasra Al-Kain, Amar Rav Yehuda, Misha Hayu Lo Shnei Batim, Mishnei Sudim, Mishnei Sarabim, Osu Lachim, Mikan, Lachim, Mikan, Afrim, Mikan, Lachim, Mikan. Venos me'emza. Amr lo, say the chacham in Rabbi Yehuda. No, ain ma'arv m'rishus harabim b'kach. You can't be ma'arv m'rishus harabim with lechis and kodes. Kasha the Rabbi Yehuda, kasha the Rabbanan Rabbanan l'chor, there's a stira. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is asir rabim v'atim mechitzta, and now he's saying that this area, which is a mavoi, which is presumably 16 amos, you're able to quarter off and turn it into rishus hayachet. I l'chor asir rabim v'atim mechitzta. And the same is true in the opposite direction, in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, Bederach Klal, as we see in the Mishnah, hold low as Rav Matan Mechitza. And over here, he's saying that it's not good enough to have a L'chiayim, you have to have something else. Fine. So says the Gemara, Lokasha. So the Rebbe Yehuda, Lokasha, Hasam de'ika shtei mechitzas me'al yaseh. Hacha leka shtei mechitzas me'al yaseh. There's a very big difference between the two. One has two full-fledged walls, which Shitas Rebbe Yehuda and Tosas in terms of the Shaka Vitaria, but Shita's review that is the two walls is good enough to make a Rishis HaYachid. Derabbanan, this is one I want to focus on. Derabbanan, Nami Lokasha, what's the difference between the two this Mishnah and this Braisa. So Hacha Ika Shem Arvitzos, Hasam Naka Shem Arvitzos. In our Mishnah, there's machitzos that are being created by these pasuk biros. I have an ama on one side and ama on the other side. That creates a machitza. Whereas over here, it's just a lechi, it's just a korah. That doesn't create a machitza. And the question is, what's the hagdara of this din of shem dalar machitzos? And specifically, to create an afkamina to dan and build on the question, what's going to be the halacha with the tzuris ha-pesach? Is the tzuris ha-pesach enough to be considered the shem dalar machitzos according to the rabbanan or not? And the emphasis is that this is machlokas rishonim. I'm sure you guessed who the machlokas rishonim is between. The Rashba says that which we say we hear shem dalar machitzos regarding pasiv yiros, he says it's true by tzuris ha-pesach as well. He says it explicitly over here. He has like a back and forth about lechi being mishum machitza, lechi mishum hacker. But on vav mem beis, he says explicitly that tzuris ha-pesach will be good enough to stop the azira machitza in shikas chachamim. Whereas the
rit more, meaning if you hold the lechi is mishum machitza. The 2 days here in the Rosh Baba Lechi, if Lechi is Mishum Lechitza, whether it's not still Garua with respect to Asi Rabin, Bach Lechitza, even according to the Chacham, right? The Rosh Baba here, the Rosh Baba on Chavdeis, has 2 days whether or not, if you hold Lechi Mishum Lechitza, then 1 day is, if Lechi is Mishum Lechitza, it would be exactly the other day is that it's Garua.
Yeah.
Therefore, even everybody would agree that there's asi rab not in the chitzla, even the chachamim in lechi. What I'm saying is, if you add the two together, it is according to the day of the first day, I think, of the Rajman, it says that lechi is mevatli is you don't say shame dalad mechitzos. The fact that you do say it by tzuris of Pesach becomes more significant.
Yeah, right.
But you have to put it's right.
Yeah, anything.
That you could have said, anything that works is equal. Sheikh al Mechitzas just means that al Pidin is considered therefore Mechitzas, remember al Mechitzas is fine.
Right.
Once you agree that maybe it depends on the quality of the Mechitzas, however you want to explain that, whether it's quantitative or qualitative, or this direction or that direction, I think you can make all the cases. So then, once you know that you're open to the idea that not all Mechitzas are equal when it comes to Asirat and not Mechitzas, so then you have like a good litmus test.
Right.
To test them.
Right.
So what you're saying is true, namely that the Raj beholds in Tzuris of Pesach is like Pasiv Yiros, but I'm saying it's even better than that. It's even though, even according to the Ma'an Amar, that Lechi, Mishum Bechitza, not Mishum Hacker, Mishum Bechitza is not.
We see that it's on a higher
right.
I mean, it comes back to what Rebbe was talking about last week, about Pesach being being a Bechitza. Right, so that's what we're going to get to. I mean, in the Ritz over here on Chavbez and Aleph, He explains his shita. He says, "What's the pshat over here that asi ravin that it's only true by pasuk biros? Because pasuk biros is a significant metzias which we don't find anywhere else. Pasuk biros has, and I quote, let's see if I can find it. That's special." Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nami lo chashiva mechitzos ke'im pasuk biros. Why? Sheyesh lohem shtei amos omdim. We find this idea in the Ritva that what's special about pasuk biros? Because there's two amos which are omdim to create that barrier. It sounds so much like this is the Ritva l'shitaso going in the Havana, the Asiram Vatam Mechitza. It's a din in the Mechitza. And until you have a Mechitza, it could be Enechanami. Tzurz HaPesach is a very strong magdir of a Rishus. But a Mechitza, it's not. The Ritva also, in the beginning of the second paragraph, says the same thing. He asked like the Kasha, all the Rishonim are by, like, how could it be? You have a Lachlam Shemisina, there's a din d'oraisa that Pasiv Yiros creates a Rishus HaYachid. It's nothing. You have an Amma and an Amma and an Amma and an Amma. There's two Ammas on each wall, and you're telling me that it's just a Yachid. What happened to over all the parts? So the Ritva uses like some magical words, but he says, once you say that, you don't really have to say much more. But the ain kulam shavos, sharei ataroa bepi tipper, you're besosim, the amrim good aches, the ain bekiyas kamalam mevatla. Umechitzas the Alma, the Afilu, Hengadola, is coming about the Mechitzas Gedeon. Okay. Hachanami Kachi Din Torah, the Kol Sheyesh Mechitzas Shlemos, Bezavios. As long as you have Mechitzos Shlemos, Bezavios, Shir Alma, Lechol Tzad, Keim Pasibiros, Shepas Achas Chashuva Mechitza Gemura, Veloti Fasel, Mishom Pierces Olam. Again, he stresses on this Nakuda that what's special about Pasibiros is the fact that it creates a Mechitza. And this Mechitza is what Asi Rabim is coming to contend with. If it's not a Mechitza, then you don't have to come on to Asi Rabim. Even the Chachamim are going to agree that we'll say Asi Rabim not a Mechitza because that's not a Mechitza. The only time they say Lo Asi Rabim not a Mechitza is when there's a legitimate Mechitza, and that we only see by Pasaviros. Whereas if we look in the Rajba in the beginning of Yud Zayin and Beis, which we spoke about last week, the Rajba says as follows: the Afal Gav departs Meruba Alo Omid, even though it's Pars Meruba Orvi Mechitza Daraisahi. V'Davar Torah Afilu Pars Meruba Alo Omid Mechitzahi. Although he does say that it's a Mechitza, but he doesn't stress on the fact that it's any more of a Mechitza than Tzur Sapesach, for example. Tzur Sapesach, according to the Rashi, may also be Mechitza, but he doesn't stress on the fact that there's the amos min atzad, it's creating something which is a legitimate barrier. According to the Ritva, that's the whole hemshech of the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara. You have these real mechitzos of amo, which are creating something physical, and asir amo the mechitza is a chiddush which has to do with that mechitza. Whereas according to the Rajba, I mean, the lashon in the Gemara is definitely a mechitza, but it's lo gara from mechitza which is created by Tzur Sapesach. It's basically a Rosh Hashanah being created by four Mechitzos, but it's not a Chiddush in the Mechitza per se.
If there isn't Shin
Dal
Mechitzos from the Chachamim, what's the status then? It's not Asi
Rabim,
it's just something else.
If it's not Shin Dal Mechitzos, then it's not Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's the Braisa.
But not because, it sounds like the Gemara, it doesn't have Shin Dal Mechitzos, then we say Asi Rabim about the Mechitza.
Right. If you don't have mechitzas, then it's not a Rosh Hashayachin. The Mishnah is talking about creating a Rosh Hashayachin. So according to the Chachamim, if I have legitimate mechitzas, possibly rose, then we'll say lo asir amalat the mechitza. It retains its din Rosh Hashayachin. Whereas if you don't have legitimate mechitzas, then it's not going to have the same Rosh Hashayachin b'chlal. And that's what the Mishnah is. That's what the Brice over there is referring to. If I just have a lechi on each side, it's nothing.
But the Gemara is trying to. Isn't the Gemara trying to say that?
I don't think so, and my raya is from the Lashon of the Gemara that he just says Eima Arvim Rishas Arav Mikach. It doesn't seem like the Lashon of the Gemara definitely at the end is not mashma like that, but for sure the Lashon in the Rabbanan is definitely mashma more like me. That it's not, we're not necessarily saying, oh, he holds the din Asi Rabim about the Mechitza in that case. Not necessarily. He's just saying that it's not Nogay over there, it's just a Rabbi. Okay.
Okay, so next week.